welcome to our program. Today we're in Matthew 9:29, where Jesus said, according to your faith, that is what you believe, according to what you believe, be it unto you. Now the background music you're listening to is Faith is the Victory. And if you have a battle with discouragement, what you believe will be the way to get the victory. In Numbers chapter 21, verse number 4, we read, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And we read here, the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Now, the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And the mind is a person's mental process that leads to a physical action. And the physical action here has to do with our emotions. And so we read here, they were emotionally upset because of the way. Now, what we need to do is learn to simply trust in the Lord. The hymn writer has said, simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger, for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine.
While He leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever.
The portion of scripture we're looking at in Numbers chapter 21, we read the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Now, what has happened here, and happens quite often in the life of a Christian, is discouragement follows quickly after a great victory. They had had a great victory. The Canaanites were fighting against Israel, and Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord. That is, they had a spiritual focus for that battle. And the Lord hearkened unto them and delivered up the Canaanites. Well, you'd think they'd be happy. Right after that, we read the soul of the people was much discouraged. Now, the Bible says these things happen unto them, and it's written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. So let's look at it. What's happening here? For one thing, the circumstances that they were facing, they were not directly responsible for. Their fathers had refused to enter into the promised land. And so their circumstances were not their fault. And today we're living in an age of apostasy, and that can be very discouraging as you look around, try to serve the Lord. And these circumstances are not the fault of sincere Christians or the fault of the middle-of-the-road mugwump Christians who won't stand up and do what the Bible says. Not only that, the circumstances that God had allowed to come into their lives was controlled by God, and they weren't focusing on that. 50 years ago, I read a saying by Alan Redpath, and I've carried it all my life. It has been a tremendous help to me. I'm going to read it to you. He said, "There is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone past God and past Christ right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment, but as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up my eyes to Him, and as I accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me, no trial will ever disarm me, no circumstance will cause me to fret, for I shall rest in the joy of what my Lord is." I said in a previous broadcast that I've never been more disappointed in my life. This last year has been the worst year of my life, and I am very, very disappointed. I'm disappointed in some people. I'm disappointed in some of the circumstances that are caused by the apostasy that we're living in. However, disappointment and discouragement is two different things. I am not even a little bit discouraged. I think there's something wrong with a Christian who doesn't get disappointed once in a while. But if we're going to get discouraged, we are going to have to allow ourselves to get discouraged. Truth of the matter is, if you're going to have a pity party, you're going to be the only one at the party. People won't even know there is a party. Now, how can you get the battle? How can you win the battle? Well, first of all, in Acts 27, when they were in a situation where all hope was gone that they should be saved, Paul stood up and said, "Be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as He told me." Now, you remember we talked about them going over to the other side. Jesus said, "Get in the boat and go to the other side." Then He went asleep in the boat, and the boat filled up with water, a major storm. And they come and say, "Oh, help us, we're going to die." And He calms the sea and it says, "Oh, ye of little faith." And then as you get to the end of the chapter, it says they were at the other side. So He said they're going to the other side. Don't doubt in the storm what God has said in the sunshine. He said, "We're going to the other side." Well, Paul the Apostle, he told him, he said, "You're going to go before the king, and you're going to be a testimony before me there in Rome." And Paul said, "Don't worry about this storm. I believe God that it shall be even as He told me." You know, Romans 8:28, and we quote that, we say all the time to people when we don't need it ourselves. So easy to quote somebody else. "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." Well, you say, "What I'm going through right now doesn't feel too good to me." Well, He didn't say it was going to be good for you. It might be good for the people who watch you go through it while you live a good testimony. "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." Now, if you get that focus, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 11 talks about according to the eternal purpose. God has an eternal purpose. We sit in this little thing that the Bible calls a vapor in life. God looks at eternity. We look at the temporal. What we need to do is focus on the eternal. Well, again, in verse 4, it says they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea. Now, keep in mind, that's where they started many years earlier. Now they're back at the Red Sea. I mean, we're back where we started. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. They'd been wandering in the wilderness for nearly 40 years. Miriam had died in chapter 20 and verse number 2. They had no water. And then Edom, Esau's son of Isaac and the brother of Jacob, can you imagine, refused to let them pass through the land. So they were so close to the promised land, but Edom, it says, he's not going to let them through. And so the discouragement takes control here in verse number 4. The soul of the people was much discouraged. Now, from a physical point of view, they had lots of reason to be discouraged. From a spiritual point of view, what about all things work together for good to them that love God? After 40 years, I probably got discouraged too, but it wouldn't have been right. We need to just figure out what the Bible says and then get on with it. Verse number 5, it says, and the people spake. Now again, discouragement takes control. Verse 5, the people spake against God. Can imagine. Against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. What? Our soul. Oh, the soul of the people was much discouraged. The mind, the will, and the emotions. Well, once again, we read in Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 29, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Do you believe God? That's what this word faith means, what we believe. Let me read what Alan Redpath said one more time. There is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone past God and past Christ right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment, but as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up mine eyes to Him, and as I accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me. No trial will ever disarm me. No circumstance will cause me to fret, for I will rest in the joy of what my Lord is. The hymn writer has said, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being, or hold over my mind, my will, and my emotions. Absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only, always living in me.
Have thine own way. Yeah. absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit.